And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you're tuning in the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in regards to this subject of peace, and we don't have peace in our nation right now in many respects, and it's because the people of our land don't have peace. There's a lot of fear and a lot of fear of the uncertainty of how things are going to be, and it's all a direct result of sin and iniquity before God and abandoning of the Lord. We're taking a look at a passage in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, Isaiah 59. The Lord speaking these words unto the nation of Israel, and they're departing from him, Isaiah being a prophet unto Judah. Israel, regarding the divided kingdom, is already going into captivity, and Judah is on the way. And Isaiah is used of the Lord to speak these words, and listen to them and see how appropriate they are for our day. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. And praise the Lord for that statement in the beginning of this. The Lord, he always gives us help or hope in him, and that is where our hope is at, is in our Lord Jesus. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and indeed they are. The abortion in our land is a defiling. We've got blood on our hands. And your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works, speaking about the result, the ultimate end of those workers of iniquity. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. So it's not going to profit them in the end, but they are very oppressive and the takers away of peace. Their feet run to evil, verse 7, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. And that's true of the rioters and the looters that are at hand in our nation. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. Innocent people, old people, folks that have worked on businesses for a couple generations, their business is destroyed and taken away from them through no fault of their own. And we think there are those that think that that's right. The way of peace they know not. And so we have the heart of this subject here is there's no peace. There's no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. And listen, young people, listen to any that would follow after them. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Don't follow after such a wicked way. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us because of these wicked ways and things. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. It seems like that's the way our leadership has been. They can't make up their mind about what to do. There's just not a knowledge and understanding of what to do. We've not pleaded the Lord for help. No wonder we don't know what to do. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the night, and we are in desolate places as dead. dead men. We roar all like bears. We've got a complaint, mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us, and they do. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. And I pray that we would be brought to know them. I don't know if we do or not. Isaiah, he declared that he knew them. But as a people, as a nation, I'm afraid we don't know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, because he's the one that we sinned against, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And that's lies, 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 no truth. Listen to what it says. All of this wicked way brings us to these kind of things, and it's so apparent in our nation. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. With all this situation at hand, near impossible for anybody to get a ruling, even in court. For truth has fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. All this iniquity has caused this to be the case. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Yeah, those that don't want to be party to the wickedness are abused and beat up themselves. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And indeed, it does displease him. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. He's speaking here in regards to Israel. And then he's speaking in regards to the individual, and he's speaking in regards to the ability of the Lord, even in impossible things amongst mankind, that it is not impossible for the Lord to save. Remember, there's no problem with the Lord, as it says in verse number 1. The Lord's hand's not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But you and I, our nation, we need to repent before God. We need to repent and turn from this wickedness in our land. And so, it says here, yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor, no one to stand in. Therefore his arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness it sustained him. The Lord is able to cut through even this mess to save you. And I pray that you would see your need. You would see that he's the only way for you to have peace. The Lord Jesus Christ, repentance of your sins and faith in him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, the righteousness of the Lord, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing. That's what the Lord will do. He will avenge his own. And was clad with zeal as a cloak. It goes on to say, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. And you know what? That's the riotous and the looting and the lying and the deceitful and the trampling of justice and justice judgment. They need to beware. And the unrepentant, we need to beware that the Lord will judge. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay. Recompense. The Lord will not let it pass. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. There will come a day that the Lord, he will use some violence against the violent to bring peace. And with him, it will bring peace. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. One day, there will be no standing against the Lord. One day the Lord will have had enough and will bring every person and every nation to justice and judgment. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and this is what Isaiah wrote in particular to the context of the passage in regards to Israel. But if there's going to be any salvation, if there's going to be any help, if there's going to be any true eternal peace, it's only going to be by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what you as an individual need. You need rescued by the Lord that there might be peace. You might have peace with your God. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. So not only is it true for Israel, but it's true for you and me. If we turn from transgression, that's what that repentance is speaking about. I've lied. Take a look at just one sin against God. I have lied, Lord. I am guilty of lying, and I confess it before you. I deserve the punishment for that lying. I deserve the punishment for all my sins. And I'm guilty. No ifs, ands, or buts. No blaming somebody else. And then the Lord says, with repentance and a turning from that wickedness and sin to see the vileness of it before God, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Him. Why would I believe in Him? To believe that He, to pay for your sins, died on the cross of Calvary. That He was buried because He died, to prove that He did die. And that to give you life, and because God is life, the Lord Jesus rose from the dead after He paid for those sins, for His people's sins, and raised from the dead to live again and live forevermore, that you, a sinner like you, would be able to live forevermore, to give everlasting life. The Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. He is the Savior for the repentant. He is the Savior for the brokenhearted before God because of transgression and sin. And Isaiah wraps this chapter up, the Spirit of the Lord upon him. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And you know what? It's been evidence from the standpoint that we have this chapter with us today. The covenant that the Lord makes with sinners, repent of your sins and believe and trust in my Son, I will save your soul. The Lord's promises are steadfast and sure. The Spirit of the Lord has brought us and told us this truth that we need, that we are a guilty, wicked people, we are a guilty, wicked, bloody nation, and we must repent before the Lord to have peace. And sinner, you must repent before God Almighty of your sins, your wickedness, your transgression. Not talking about listing them all out, because you can't even know or remember all that you've done against God. But to confess that you are guilty of transgressing against God and to God, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, His burial, His resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Again, John 3:16 tells it very clear, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, and that's this repentance and faith that we're talking about, His gospel. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Perish under the judgment of God that's surely coming, as has been described here in this chapter. Should not perish, but have everlasting life because of the resurrection of the Savior, the King of Peace. Peace with God is what we want you to know. And may God be merciful unto our nation. May we repent before Him of our sin, that we might have peace with Him. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com,
or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.